Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Kiddushin Daf Tes, Kiddushin 9a, pagination 17. We're going to be starting towards the end of the smaller lines, counting up from the wide lines, 5 lines at the 2 dots. But we'll begin with an introduction from Simon Lamed Beis in Evan HaEzer. Our topic is a marriage document. This is not typically practiced. The only document that we're typically familiar with is the Ksuba, which describes the husband's responsibilities in marriage. But the original Mishnah of the Masechta described that there are 3 ways that a woman could become a mikudeshes, married. One of them was shtar, a document. What exactly is written in this document that would enable it to facilitate marriage? The Mechaber writes, "Bishtar keitzad, how does shtar work? Kosev lo al hanayar o al acheres." The man writes for her on this paper, even though the paper does not have the value of a pruta. He's not being mekadesher because of kesef, and it has the minimum value. He writes in this paper, Hareat mekudeshes li, behold, you are mekudeshes to me, venosna la b'fnei edim, and he gives it over to her in front of witnesses, and that would be a good kiddushin. Says the Mechaber, "V'tzorach sheyichtav oso l'shem ha'isha hamiskadeshes kemo beget." The document has to be written for the purpose of this woman, just like a get, to undo a marriage, would have to be done for the purpose of this woman. If a husband had 2 wives by the name of Leah, and he wants to give one of them a get, and he's not sure which one, that's not going to work. It has to be written l'shma of the woman that he intends to divorce. Likewise, he can't write up a document in the beginning of the day, hareat mikudeshes li, and then simply present it to whichever woman comes his way. It has to be written l'shma, just like a get. And the reason for this is because the source that shtar is a good method for kiddushin is v'yatza v'haysa, a comparison to get. So it has to be just like get, that it has to be written lishma. V'im kasvo shalo lishma, eina mikudeshes. And if he wrote it without intent for this specific woman, it's not going to be a good kiddushin. Let's go to the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Bishtar Ketzad, how does shtar work? Kosav lo, he writes for him. We're dealing with a case where he's doing the kiddushin through the father because she is a young girl. He writes for him, for the father of the girl that he wants to marry, al anayar o al acheres, on this paper. Afa pishem boshav epruta, even though it's not worth a pruta, bitcha mikudeshes li, your daughter is mikudeshes to me. Harezu mikudeshes, it's going to be a good kiddushin. So, our Gemara is making a quote from a brisa, which explains shtar jumping straight to the more complex case where you're doing the kiddushin through the father. But in a simpler case, like we mentioned in our introduction, where you're doing the kiddushin directly with the woman that you want to marry, you would likewise be writing a shtar to her that you're doing the kiddushin. Maskif lo Rav Zeira bar Mamel. Rav Zeira bar Mamel asked the following question: Halo domi hashtar l'shtar zavini. The type of shtar document that you're describing does not properly parallel documents by sale. Hasam mocher kosev lo. Because by sale, the person who's selling is the one who writes, and that's the text of the document. Sadai mechur alach, my field shall be sold to you. Hacha bal kosev bitcha mikudesh esli. Over here, the person who's making the acquisition is the one who's writing it. The buyer is writing it, not the seller. And that bothered Rav Zeira bar Mamel. How could such a thing be that very clearly by sale of a field, it's the seller who writes the document, and over here, it's the person who's acquiring the Yad Likidushin, the marriage rights, who's writing the document. Amar Rava, Rava explained, Hacha me'inyane dikra, v'hacha me'inyane dikra. It's all based on the pasuk. Hasam ksiv v'nim umachar me'achuzaso. Over there it says that he's selling from his inheritance, b'mochar tala rachmana, the transaction hinges, according to the Torah's presentation, on the seller. Hacha ksiv. But over here it is written, ki yikach, when you will acquire, bival tala rachmana, it's the husband that the Torah refers to, and therefore the shtaros are going to be in sync with the pasuk which presented that case. In the case of sale, it's the person selling who was under discussion in the pasuk. In the case of kiddushin, it's the husband who's doing the kiddushin, ki yikach ish isha, as described in the pasuk. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.